Hey guys, Bloomadoo here. I want to welcome you back to the grind scheme of things. All right, so this is part two of a series. It's sort of like, I call it sort of the three part emotional powerhouse series that allows you to really get some key emotions under control in order for you to be, you know, effective at executing. One of those emotions that you got to confront is the emotion of anxiety, right? The emotions that are associated with being helpless and powerless. And so this episode here gives you an opportunity to take all the things that you wrote down in your brain dumping exercise from part one and categorize them in a way where you can kind of get some space to space and room to breathe. Okay, take a deep breath now. Whew. Okay, because there's some hope in here. And what we go over is what the five categories are that you need to put all those tasks under, so that you now can have an opportunity to decide which kingdom you want to address. Okay, very, very liberating exercise. And if you're interested in engaging with it, there are some resources that I'll share more about at the end of this podcast that you can access, which include getting some direct coaching and guidance as needed. So that being said, thanks a lot for being a Grind Scheme of Things podcast listener and being a part of the community. Appreciate you. Feel free to, of course, share this with others who you know will get benefit from it, so that you guys can create your own community as well of support. Very, very important. So that's it. All right, guys, let's rock and roll. So this is another Productive Soul conversation, but for those of you who are on the internal part of this whole journey, you get a little bit more direct coaching and training and support around this execution. But at the very least, a shared opportunity here is for you to see how this works. But like I mentioned in my IG video, when I did the IG live on this, there are some dangers with poorly executing this. And the danger, right, is a loss of trust and faith in yourself. Okay, that's one of the most dangerous situations you can be in, when you can't trust yourself to do something, or to do something the right way, or in the way that's going to help you out the most, right? Pretty scary situation to be in. So I just want you to be aware that executing this and doing this the right way, the way it needs to be done, is very, very important. All right, so tonight we'll talk about how to escape overwhelm using the Five Kingdoms strategy. Last week, in the previous video before this one, I talked about how to use the brain dump approach, or how to use brain dumping to control anxiety better, right? And I walked you through the illustration of how the brain is affected by all these thoughts, right? And how, you know, maybe your version of that same brain illustration was there, where you just saw, you know, all these thoughts that are there. Well, tonight I'm going to show you, I'm going to go from all those thoughts are there to, well, what do you do with all those thoughts that are there? And then I'm going to give you a clue about what to do next after you organize the thoughts. Okay. Very, very, very key points. All right. So let's switch screens here. And show you an illustration that should walk you through how to make this work for you, okay? All right, so if you remember, this is what life looked like. Let me kind of resume my screen here, sorry, switch screens. Remember that one of the things that I mentioned previously, as far as how the anxiety feels, is all of this stuff, right, that you see here, okay? And now we're going to move in the direction of, well, what do you do now that you have all that stuff in your brain, and how do you organize it, right? So the second step in this three-step process is organizing what's on the brain dump worksheet, right? If you need that brain dump worksheet, there should be a worksheet somewhere near this video, or a way for you to get access to be able to get it, okay? So this is an illustration of your brain, right? And this is an illustration of the five kingdoms, which are faith, fellowship, finances, feelings, and fitness. Okay. So all those things that you just saw, okay, in the previous, you know, training leading up to this, there's a place for each of them to go. So if you remember, you had meditation on it, okay? And actually, I just feel like I'm going to take a step back just to kind of really reemphasize this, okay? So let's say if we go back a few screens, okay? I want you to think about what was on it, okay? And why this, so that we emphasize why this step right here that I'm taking is so important, okay? So let's go back here. So remember, it's like you stop at Whole Foods, you got to prep for the next meeting, you got to meditate, do you book the flights, are you volunteering, are you not, personal care, stuff, get your hair done, get your nails done, got to work with the kids, your homework, got to leave at 7 a.m. in the morning, got to go over the finances, got to make sure such and such bills is paid, are you making, are you grabbing dinner, who's picking up the kids, oh my gosh, there's traffic on the road, what time is that meeting tomorrow, you got to get some sleep, you got to call so-and-so back, you got to take out the garbage because garbage day is pick up tomorrow, did I pick up the mail, say a doctor's appointment, do I need to relocate it? I need to coordinate, spend time with the kids, need to spend time with the wife, need to book the hotel so we can get away, need to order the Uber because so-and-so is at so-and-so's house and I need to send them an Uber to come back, I need to wake up at a particular time, I gotta grab some Starbucks, I gotta figure out what I'm working on today, and I gotta check my emails. Okay, this is what the anxiety experience feels like. And then to feel like you can't do anything to no matter what you do, you're still going to get your butt handed to you trying to address all of this. And this is only a fraction of what's on your mind. A fraction of it. Okay? So once you're at this phase and you've done your version of this, of writing it all out, okay? You now get to start from scratch and think about these five categories of where to put the items that you saw in the previous slide. Faith, fellowship, finances, feelings, and fitness, okay? Again, from the beginning, faith, fellowship, finances, feelings, and fitness, okay? All right, so meditation was on there. So what you're gonna do, you should have a sheet that you access where you write down everything that falls into the spiritual category or faith category, and you write it all down. It's like going to be its own separate sheet, okay? Some items that were on there was like stop at Whole Foods. That has to do with your physical well-being and the logistics of your life. Booking of flights to get away. Now, technically, the booking of flights, you can associate it with the feelings kingdom, right? If you're, you know, taking a great retreat, or the actual act or task of booking the flight can be in the physical category because it has to do with the logistics of something, okay? But I just put it in there because I associated it with your escape, you're going on vacation, and that might be an appropriate place for some of you to put it, okay? Leave by 7, that's a logistic issue. Work with the kids on your homework, okay? That's working with them, being with them, pouring that time in. Personal care, right? Now, personal care, depending on what kind of personal care you are engaged in, can be an emotionally liberating experience, or you can put it in the physical fitness category, like, you know, getting your nails done, getting your hair cut, right? But personal care, if you are going in the direction of maybe going on a retreat, or a spa experience, you know, you can associate it both with physical and your emotional well-being, depending on what kind of work you're getting done, right? So again, faith, fellowship, finances, feelings, and fitness. That's what these categories are. So if you're going to go over the finances, you're going to put that in the financial kingdom. You're going to finish a project, you're going to put that in that kingdom. You're going to try to catch some sleep better, that's going to be in the fitness kingdom. Let your honey know, you'll get the kids, right? Call so-and-so back, that's in the fellowship kingdom. Take out the garbage, reschedule that doctor's appointment, you know, make a grab dinner, grab Starbucks, right? It's all in the fitness category. Book the hotel. Again, as I mentioned before, if it's like the sort of like an escape to a retreat, Right? The logistics of that you might associate with that feelings kingdom, but you can technically also put it in the logistics area. Picking up the mail, that's in the fitness kingdom. Scheduling an Uber pickup, checking your that's in the fitness kingdom. Checking your email if it's tied to your business, right? Responding to someone to close a deal or whatever, or schedule a meeting, you can associate that and put that in your financial kingdom. Waking up at a particular time, that's all part of coordinating your logistics. Spend time with the wife, as you just saw here, that's your fellowship kingdom. What time are you work? What are you working on today? You got to figure that out because hopefully what you're working on today is what's going to drive money, bring money into the business, right? And these are the five kingdoms, right? So I want to underscore something, and I've done a video about this before about how the risk of really misunderstanding and misapplying or misinterpreting the 80-20 rule, right? Where people are like, oh yeah, if you just focus on the 20%, it'll take care of the 80% of your life, right? But you know, it's not like that intuitive for you to identify, well, which part of this whole thing is the 20? Right? Like, you know, all these things kind of matter and important. And this is only, again, the fraction, a fraction of what's on people's minds, okay? Of what's on your mind. But I've just gone through this exercise to begin to give you a little bit of space to realize that between what you've written down and what's going on right now, right, with organizing this, that this is where you start to see a little bit of hope because you start to feel like, okay, I'm not going crazy. Okay, I got this stuff put in the right places, right? And you know, hang on one sec. I just want to check something to make sure that we do this right. So, all right. So that being said, you know, where we find ourselves right now is in a situation where, you know, we are looking at our entire life and we're saying, all right, when we apply the five kingdom rule, it's easier for us to manage than trying to look at all of this and going through the process of trying to figure out, well, what 20% of this is going to bring me a little bit more effectiveness and efficiency? Like, that might be good at some point later on down the road for those of you who are like 20, 80 hustlers. But the kingdom rules, the kingdom categorization process here, I believe gives you a little bit more breathing room to start that process if you want to go down that route. I feel like this is a little bit more intuitive, a little bit more in line with like where pe how people naturally just can manage things versus trying to figure out analytically which of these things is 20%. Like, that's crazy. Okay. All right. So that being said, where do we go next? That is a good question. Now that you have these things categorized, like, okay, now what? Where and how do you put them in the calendar or structure them in the calendar where you actually have some have a way of addressing them, right? Systematically, systemically, and effectively. Right? For you to feel like, okay, I'm making progress, I'm not losing my mind, and it's not going to be a frequent thing for me to find myself in this soup of overwhelm and anxiety. Okay? So that's what we'll cover in the next Productive Soul conversation. And also, of course, for those of you who are on the inside, it's kind of part of what you're being trained on. And like I mentioned, you guys have, those who are on the inside have a little bit more direct access to the structure and the coaching and the guidance to kind of work through this stuff. But either way, there's value here because you're at least seeing something that is helping you realize, like, okay, there is a way for me to manage the overwhelm, right? And handle the anxiety better. So, that being said, let's switch screens here for a second. Thank you again for kicking this off and participating in this episode of, the Productive Soul, for those of you who are part of that. And of course, for those of you who are part of the 24-Hour Blueprint Academy, you know, thank you guys for, of course, registering and being a part of the program and doing your work so that you can grow and evolve and become a better asset to the people in your environment, including yourself. Okay. So, all right, guys, love you all. Appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next conversation. All right. Take care. All right, guys, Boomadoo here with the Grind Scheme of Things. Thank you so much for listening in. So if you got some value out of this, if you feel like, man, this makes sense to you, and you can kind of picture and visualize those five kingdoms and being king or queen over your own kingdom and sub-kingdoms, and you're like, okay, you know what? I want to put this into action. Then there are some resources available to you. The fundamental thing is to start with the Escape the Matrix program, which is a less than 12-minute video coaching program that puts you in a position to know what to do, right, when it comes to your next 24 hours of action, okay? If you are beyond that and you've already participated in that and you want to get some coaching, there is a link available for you to book a coaching call. And if you also want to be part of the community, there's also in the description section some links available for you to do that as well. So this is all about you, all about helping and contributing to your journey and being your own productive, soulful self. And I look forward to catching up with some of you who choose to move forward and want to be part of the community and get some direct coaching and guidance from yours truly and or one of my team members. And we'll take care of you, right? We'll make sure that you are going in the direction you need to be headed. So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll talk to you all soon.